Thank you for joining us again here at the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. God bless you, everyone. Father, we're just going to trust you again because you never fail us. Thank you, Lord, for touching Brother Freedom, and thank you for touching the listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, you're just so special. You're so wonderful. Just the other day, I remember a friend of mine, one I love so much, he had a train movie, and I watched that train movie. And then you started speaking to my heart about what's taking place. You know, America is on its way to, Lord said today, there's no way out. Because we're selling our whole nation. This is the natural. We're selling our nation out, and our money is going from our pockets back to another nation. Lord taught that years ago. We're not to give tribute. We're to give it to Caesar. No, we're not to give it to any place else. But the way it is now, all of our money is leaving this United States and going basically to China. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. I seen this the other day and it just gripped me because there's trains that haul nothing but Chinese, what we use, and we're a user. And the Lord told me today when we should stop being the one that makes the products, we're losing it. We're just on borrowed time. It's just going to be a short time, and we're going to owe ourselves, like the old song, to the company store. We just can't keep giving out when no one's working, and all of our businesses rely on all the trade that's coming from China. Trains and trucks and department stores and Walmarts. To look at the Walmarts, they're in charge about every town. So if you're not working them for Walmart, but there's somebody out here that's not working. But this all stops after a while because pretty soon our pocketbooks are going to be empty and we're not going to give Walmart nothing, and Walmart's going to fold up too. Very, very simple. We're on our way to a destiny that we can never stop. And this is the same spiritually. Spiritually the same way as it is the natural. We've given ourselves over to Satan's tactics, to Satan's direction. In our churches, we've went for a lesser place because it meant comfort. It meant we could do what we wanted to do. And we bought it. The Bible says, whatsoever we mind, sow it, that shall they also reap. We're going to reap a harvest. Church, you're going to reap a harvest. It's not souls, but you're reaping a harvest of things that's going to take place. It's been written in the book of life. Bible has predicted this day. It says there's a day coming. It's going to be terrible. And we've sold our nation down, our leaders. It's just unfolding. But any day, God could let something happen to this nation. We're going to fall fast, and maybe pretty soon. Because we're on the wrong pathway. And God never allowed any place before to ever go such a deliberate direction as we're in. We're in a deliberate direction. And when you see it in the natural, it's the same as spiritual. We're asleep. We've bought out for easy living. And there's not no easy living. I've learned this with a stroke. There's no easy living for me. I have to go every day and work hard just to keep living. And people that won't work on their bodies, God made us that we have to work. And we have to work through our salvation. We have to work through our existence. And God wanted us to plan our lives that we teach our children, you have to work. The one that doesn't work is not worthy of the kingdom of heaven. So our young people, this United States today is inheriting a landfill of terribleness before them. And they may rebel against the old. I don't know how long God's going to give us, but we're in a mess. There's no way we can get out of it. We've sold ourselves out. This is prophecy today, but we, America, sold ourselves out to another nation. And also, our churches have sold ourselves out to the ways of this world. And we've got to come out from among this world that we might be separated, said the Spirit of God. We need to have God in our homes. We need to have God in to our leaders, and we've lost, we don't have it in the leadership. We've also made it so easy for our leaders to say we're going to have homosexuality, we're going to have all these terrible things, and our people that make laws, they won't even accept the voting. But when this happens, it's going to be tough on the peoples here. Do you realize out there why the weather is like it is? God's been speaking to me all the time. It's from Him. This world needs to wake up. There's going to be starvation. There's going to be catastrophes happening throughout the whole world. We're going to see global warming. We're going to see troubles, but all lies because sin is in the camp. Sin is in the churches. Sin is everywhere. And when there's sin, there's corruption. There's troubles. There's sickness. There's lawlessness. There's all these things that come forth from sin. And when you got sin, you got trouble. You got heartaches. You got headaches. Very soon, the hospitals are not going to be able to keep up with the sick people. And insurance companies are not going to be able to pay for the people who goes to hospital. It's getting bad. It's getting one thing multiplies to the other thing. And out there, if you cannot see that, you need to read your word, read the word. It'll speak and show you exactly what I say is true. God don't wax sluggard. We got to be a people that plan for tomorrow. We don't look back to the plow. We look forward to Jesus. And when a nation starts looking back from the ways that America was on, founded on the things of the Lord, and we're far from that this day. And so that means we're going back in another direction. We're looking back from the plow. We're looking opposite from the way of Jesus Christ, what He came for. We're coming back to a different direction. And with that, we're losing our dignity. We're losing our rights. And one day we're going to be in bondage because the Bible says we're in bondage to the one that we borrow from. We're borrowing now from places that we'll never be able to pay back. We don't have nothing here. We don't have no factories. And now the automobiles are going out too. So there's nothing in this world but spend. And we don't last very long. You just think what's happening. Yeah, we're going to be in bondage. And there'll probably be some things that happen. There's things in this world, these crazy people are going to take advantage of America. And things that's been recorded in the Word of God is going to come to pass. See, the Bible says that one third of the earth is going to have a problem in that day before the day of Christ comes. Revelation speaks it out. And geographically, the United States sits in a third of the world. That Europe and that country back in there is going to be spared because of Israel. But it says a third of the earth is going to feel with woodworm. That means wrong things. We need to wake up, people. It means our families. It means our loved ones. We need to take ourselves and shake ourselves like Nineveh and be prepared because God's coming soon. We've lived loosely. We're guilty of telling people that they didn't need the power of the Holy Ghost. We're guilty of telling our beginning Christians, you better be careful. You don't want to walk too holy because, you know, we're stopped by our peers and going into deeper things with the Lord. And this is despairable. It's destructive. We need to wake up. The Bible says, I know in the time that is now high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent. But I say, I can see it. It's the natural. It's here. There's nothing we can do about it. We've sold ourselves out to Walmart. Walmart sold out to another nations. And we're just here existing for a few times till the Lord comes. And it's sickening. We're waiting to be sentenced. And most of it, the Bible says, it's appointed unto man once to die, then comes the judgment. It's appointed. For man once to die, then comes the judgment. I tell you, we're waiting for a catastrophe to come. And people are going to cry out and say, Lord, Lord, why? No, the Lord says, hey, I've given you much time. I've given you many years. Where are you? I went to a funeral. Nobody really thinks there's no big deal about funerals anymore. Everybody's on their way to heaven. Well, I don't believe that. We don't know as much as we think we want to know. And God chose me in this wonderful book. There's a lot to know being a Christian. It's not just something to make numbers. It's having a real experience with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And it's knowing my God. And I'll tell you out there, I don't believe there's many of you that know God. There's not many that have heard from Him. You're heard from what someone else is saying. But God give us the Holy Spirit. He is the one that speaks to us this last hour. and you've quarantined him out of many churches. He can't move. And then anybody comes in your church that moves in the spirit, you say, no, 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 can't be done in our church. Well, I guarantee you, we need to wake up. We need to be quickened. We need to realize that our Father's coming back soon. He's coming for a peculiar people, a zealous people, a holy people, a people without spot or blemish. And you don't see that in any place. We're all compromised. We walk in what feels good to us. But I'll tell you, there's a day coming soon when all is not going to be well. When you're going to see like towns like this town. Years ago, I remember seeing a town north of here, black. Lord told me this would be what would happen. There's going to be something happen. It's going to be troublesome times in this land. That God's going to bless us? No, I don't. Bible said it didn't shorten the day. The very elect would not be able to be saved. The very elect. That's those that know. I take the Bible, what it says, and I believe it means what it says, but I've gone, goes beyond that. He speaks to me and tells me, and I believe he's never been wrong. That's not so well. And the people that don't like me because what I think. I'm not one that agitates people either. God has me do that way. So there, I'm not forcing myself onto them, and I'm not doing nothing. But they still don't care for me because I, a little bit of holiness. I believe in living higher. I believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. I believe for the Holy Ghost to be the leader. I believe that God is searching for people throughout the world, those that he might be able to bless. I believe that's right. And it says, without holiness, no man shall see or please God. I guess I better quit this sermon because it's going to hurt it. There's gonna, a lot of people are going to be feeling it. But I'll tell you, we need to wake up. I've got nothing to lose. I've got much time anyway. But I really care for everybody out there. I don't want to see you live in this nation. What I see is ahead of it. Because what I see ahead of it, in the last part of the Revelation, we are that nation. But everybody said, no, 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 that's the modernistic way. We are that nation. Because it says that one third of the earth shall have the problems. The Word of God says that in that time, that those that come against Israel, it prophesies the atomic bomb, the hydrogen bomb. It says that the sockets, the eye sockets will melt out and the great troubles. This is a global thing. And we're at that time, people. Some of these people are going to live for a few more years, but we're living in a time when God could say, it's chaos. And I got a word from the Lord. That time is very close. Thanksgiving this year may be pretty much the deadline. I have went through a lot of things. But I tell you, we need to have Jesus. For I, the Lord thy God, am coming back to the clouds. I say, my people, where are my people? Where are you this night? I search for you. I look for you. I don't find you. I seek you. I've sought for you. But you're out of another place. You're in the way of the world. And I said, I did not my word declare and say, you must come out from this world, that I'd be partakers of you. My people are far in the world. I say they've even changed their tabernacles of worship into places of gymnasiums where they have games and have all this fun things. They have great monies for lavishly things that I have not really spoken of. My word declares we must come out from among that, said the Spirit of God. My word declares it. I say, church, where art thou this night? Where art thou? Look to me, and thou shalt live. But I say, look to thyself, and thou shalt live in fear. Thou wilt walk in torment. Come, my people, come, my people, I love thee. Come, lost time, said the Spirit of God. Brother Clint, why don't you close?
Thank you, Father, for your wonderful goodness. Thank you for the Holy Spirit speaking to us. Lord, we pray it'll go into our spirits, and we'll make changes that you desire. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.